Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, people? Welcome back to the Ascended Minds. We're a little late today, but as they say, better late than never. Welcome back again to the Ascended Minds podcast. This is my own personal show from the Ascended Minds family. This show is again entitled The Matrix Decoded. I am your humble host, your friendly neighborhood loco, Michael L. Callao. I'm here for the people, for the community. This is a community revolution in progress, and we're going to go forth as such. I'm glad you all could be with me today on this Good Friday. I'm not going to take up too much of your time. So we're just going to talk some shit today. You know how I do? So, if you are of the elect, alike, and elite minds, sit back, roll you one, get you your bottle, and let's get to some game. In the meantime, in between time, you guys can feel free to call in to the show at 515-605-9749. Hit the number 1 on your keypad to be placed in the call queue to ask a question or make a comment. There, excuse me. I just did something that I usually typically don't do, which is drink soda. So that's why I got the little burps a little bit. Nevertheless, we're going to get to it. So over the past few episodes I've been with you, we've been dealing with an array of different subject matters. From, I believe, 1 week we talked about men, women, quote-unquote relationships or partnerships, and how to get the best results out of such without it, minus of any compromise or simping. For, it was mainly speaking for the males. We also gave a little game for the sisters as well. We've even touched on, I had one show where I made it very personal, where, you know, I went through something with somebody close to me, and we talked about communication. I believe that was the last episode, if I'm not mistaken. So one episode, we talked about a lot of things combined in one. I might be all over the place today because I kind of got, I have a lot of game that I want to give up to the people on different array of subject matters. Now, mind you, a lot of this stuff, many of you have heard me say before, so you're going to hear me regurgitate some stuff. Those of you that have been listening to me, you know, as far as I've learned, nothing makes something soak or sink more into your mind than hearing it multiple times. So sometimes we need that. Sometimes we need that reiteration or those reminders of the things that we should know. So without going any further, let's hop back into it. So let's talk about the state of the world today. I think most of us would all agree that we're in a pretty peculiar place as far as mankind is concerned. And, well, free will, some could say, is a gift and a curse, right? Because if you didn't have free will, surely maybe it would be easier to regulate and, here's that key word, control. And this is what one of the many things that the quote-unquote powers that be, or the self-proclaimed elite, who in fact are in charge of this world as we know it. Well, I don't even want to say in charge. Well, let's say these people are in prominence right now. Let's use that word. Let's go with prominence. The self-proclaimed elites who are in prominence right now, they aim to control you all. Right? They want to tell you what you can and can't do with your body. They want to, which, by the way, is a violation of the Declaration of Human Rights. They tried this with the whole vaccine mandate thing. That didn't work too well. I was actually pretty alarmed and shocked at the amount of people that stood up against the mandatory vaccination. Now, that should show us all the power that the people really have and are supposed to have. Any of you patriots out there would all know and agree with me on this basic truth that the quote-unquote power has been and is supposed to always be with the people. I don't so much place blame with these institutions or the government or these different outfits anymore. You know why? Because it is us, the people, who are doing everything wrong. Now, granted, I'll give the defense for us that we were hoodwinked. We never knew what the truth was. We essentially were set up to fail before we started, you know. So it's not like they're doing national telecasts letting the mass population know what they're doing or all of these behind-scenes agendas. So, I mean, we kind of have a bit of an excuse, or do we? There's a maxim of law that says ignorance is no excuse of the law. So in other words, if I travel to a foreign place that I've never been before, I don't know anyone there, I don't know any of the laws, I don't know any of the rules, I don't know how their system works, I assume it works the same way here. And I go to this place, let's say the Netherlands, just for shits and giggles. Now, I've never been to the Netherlands. I have no idea about their customs, cultures, or law. What I do know is that they're clean people and that they're, for the most part, not with any of this tyrannical bullshit that happens over here in this soil. So let's say I went to the Netherlands and I decided to walk up the street eating some snack of some variety. And afterwards, I decided that I want to just toss my garbage or trash onto the public concrete. Let's say after I committed such an act, I'm arrested by the authorities. And I'm brought before a court and I'm questioned about my actions of littering. Well, let's say my response is, well, I didn't know that this was unlawful here. I didn't know. And they say something like, well, here, take these 3 years to think about it. Yes, for throwing trash now. Now, that's an example of ignorance is no excuse of the law. You're not knowing something, or you claiming to not have known something is not a valid excuse to get you out of or off the hot seat. So I say that to say that, yes, some could argue that, oh, we never knew, our parents didn't know, we were born into this world the way it is. Yes, true. But then we can never use our ignorance of such as an excuse. I think that before everyone's physical being leaves this plane or this reality or this earth, I think and believe everyone's given a chance to get the truth of what this life really is and how it really is worked and or orchestrated. I think everyone has that chance. Now, whether or not you decide to act on that is up to you. Now, here it is, free will. Right? If you didn't have a choice, wouldn't that take away a lot of humane element? I'm posing a question now. I'm wondering what you all think. There are some people that actually think free will is a bad thing. Some think that some other people are undeserving of free will. I could see that how some people, there are a lot of crazy people in this world. There are a lot of wicked people. There are definitely a lot of evil people who do a lot of sick, heinous, hideous things, right? Somebody could argue all of or most of or some of those people are disqualified from having free will because they always choose wrong. But then on the other hand, doesn't that take away from the Creator's creation? We were designed to have free will and or choice. Say we don't. Some will argue. I say we control this reality, but to a degree. I mean, clearly the architects of the, or the grand architect of the universe and everything we know to be, obviously that source of energy is in control. Yet, we were given the ability to choose whether we want to follow the quote-unquote teachings, or maybe not teachings, or universal principles of the Creator, or not to. And here's what a big problem is to me, since we're talking about the universe. If you talk about the universe, you can't talk about the universe without talking about nature. They're almost one and the same. Natural law, universal law. Common sense. Most of us were taught that there's all these different things that we can't do. And if we do the things that they're saying we can't do, then they call it a crime. Well, the truth of the matter is, there really is no such thing as crime. But don't take my word for it. Look it up. Anything that these people refer to or label as crime is nothing more than commercial. It's business. It's no different than McDonald's or going to Target. When you go to court or any of these venues, you're doing business. When you're having dialect with any public official, from an officer to a judge to a marshal to a clerk, you're doing commerce. If you don't believe me, you can find that in the Uniform Commercial Code, which is the supreme law as far as commerce is concerned. Well, some will argue that equity holds more rank than UCC, but, you know, they both, you can use them both in commerce and or business. I kid you not. There's so many public codes and statutes, they'll tell you that they're laws. But really, they're only public codes and statutes. The only true real law that exists is natural law and or universal law. Because that's how you guys say God's law. That's the grand architect's law. Nature, universal law that covers the entire universe. I think we all can agree that no matter where you go on the face of this planet, it is not normal to just harm someone for no reason. That's what you call universal or natural law. It's by your nature. Certain things you don't have to be taught. You don't have to be taught to not harm someone just for the fuck of it. You're taught to defend yourself growing up. You're taught to fight back, most people. But I've never met anyone that was taught to just find people and just fuck people up for no reason. Now, I'm not talking about someone who gets in a gang or joins some type of stupid organization where they just target the defenseless or something like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about from the very essence of you coming into this world. Certain things you do not have to be taught. I've never in my whole life as a kid growing up, never was I given a lesson to not hit anyone for no reason. That was just something that I knew by just virtue of being alive. Oh, okay. You got cases where you got bad kids that may have to learn and they just do shit because maybe there's something else going on. Maybe they were raised in a type of environment where there was abuse and a lot of different variables that go into that. But for the most part, the grand scheme of things, no one has to be taught not to hurt anyone for no reason that's not trying to hurt you. I'm saying that to say that that's universal law. That's common sense. That's God's law, how you guys call it. That's the Most High's law. The same way as the precious alloys and gold and silver and the precious metals, that's by definition, as long as mankind has been on this world, that's been the Most High's money. That's God's money. Anything else is man-made, paper, print, it's really not real. Same thing as the laws. They're all public statutes and codes that some guys with suits and coats sat in a room probably snorting lines made up. And you all take it as law. Well, if you knew the other side, oh my God. If you knew that there were tools that exist for you to fight back against the tyranny, oh my gosh. I'm here to talk to you about those tools. I'm here to tell you about those tools. I'm here to let you know that the tools do exist and they work. You can have the tools in your shed and not use them for years. And you can go use the tool and it'll work like you just bought it. I always say we have this saying amongst myself and my tribe. We have this saying that goes like this. It is better to need this information and not know it than to... It's better to know this information and not need it than to need the information and not know it. There it is. That's how you say it. So, again, it is better for you to know the knowledge, acquire it, take heed to it, study it, arm yourself with these tools, with this knowledge. Have it on standby. It's the same as guns. A gun isn't meant for you to particularly go on the attack. Now you could use it for that, but it's an insurance policy. It's a defense mechanism. You carry your gun. You don't wake up and go outside looking to get into something. But when I carry because there is I don't care if it's a 3% chance. There's a chance. So when I carry, it's for that 1 to 3% chance that somebody, something. And as we say in the streets, it's better to get caught with it than without it. How they say, I'd rather be sentenced by a judge than carried by six. And you have to have that mentality with this, because that mentality is true. It's better that you have it and get caught and go to jail for protecting yourself than to be out here and get caught slipping when you could have had something that might have saved your life. So in essence, the same thing with this information. What I learned was when I gravitated to it, I learned it, I studied day in and day out. I began to live the life of the information, live the information. I began to put it into practice. But it became a tool. These were multiple tools I had that if I ever encountered any issue in life, whether it was dealing with the courts, to the police, to the IRS, the feds, anything you could think of, I'm already equipped and armed with weapons, tools, and or information to combat the corporate crooks who threaten our alienable and inalienable rights and or liberties. So again, I say it's better to to know this information and not need it than for you to need it and you don't know it. Moving on, we are talking about natural law. We are talking about universal law and how this applies to these corporate crooks in their strong desire to control every living being. Their desire, you got to remember also, this dates back to around the 1400s, maybe 1400s, so it might be in 1300s. But the very first trust created was the Dom Diversus, and more importantly, the Unum Sanctum. This is a trust that the Roman Catholic Trust created, where they declare, through a word that's called presumption, they declare and or presume that they have, well, they assume and presume and declare that they are the holiest beings on this planet, and because of that, they declare that they are the only ones who have a direct connection to the creator of all things, and they declare that their way is the way of the creator of all life form, and that all other life form is under their rulership and beneath them. This is what is declared in this trust, Unum Sanctum. You can all go look it up so you guys don't think I'm selling you lift tickets. Don't believe anything I say, but go investigate and look it up for yourself. Right? So here's the word presumption, to pre-assume. Now, these people just said they have rulership over you, they're holier than you, they have a direct connection to the Creator, and that makes you lowly, and that makes you subjected or subjective to the Catholic Church or the Vatican. Now, if you don't do what's called a rebuttal of such presumption, then guess what? It means that what they declare is to be true. Let me give you all another maxim of law that goes something like this. An unrebutted affidavit stands as truth in commerce. I'm going to repeat that. Unrebutted affidavit stands as truth in commerce. Well, what in the royal fuck does that mean, might you ask? Well, it means that if I make an affidavit, which those of you that don't know, an affidavit is simply your truth that you have to swear that you are telling the utmost truth without any lie. It's your documented truth on a certain situation. That's an affidavit, your conveyance of the truth. Now, if I do an affidavit in a case against you declaring that I own your house, and you have 14 days to respond to my claim, or my claim will stand as such. If you do not respond or rebuttal my affidavit or my claim, guess what? Legally and lawfully, what I declared me owning your house becomes true. That's what it means when the maxim of law states an unrebutted affidavit stands as truth in commerce. This is a maxim of law. Now, with this situation with the Roman Catholic Church, obviously, they made a claim of presumption for all living people, all living things and organisms on this planet. And no one, I don't want to say no one, because I'm not really sure on that, but I imagine if there is anyone, it's probably only 3 to 5% of people alive that have rebutted such a claim. But if you don't rebut the affidavit or the claim, it means that you are, in fact, under their rule and subject to everything that they claimed in their trust and or affidavit. Now, this is how we got into this mess. Well, we can go a little bit back further than that, but the whole reason why we're in this mess, and I'm speaking to my tribe, I'm speaking to my people on this one. We have lost our way. We have turned from the ways of our nature and the ways of the architect who created us in this fine world we live in, and we have taken on the ways of our slave masters and our oppressors. This is why we are behind. We are the tail and not the head. Look at black people. Look at us. We celebrate all of their holy days, their heathenistic, paganistic days, from Thanksgiving. They even fooled us to celebrate the slaughtering of our own people. We stuff our faces to that. They got us celebrating demons and ghosts and goblins, and you all think it's innocent, like you're not channeling any ritualistic or satanic or Luciferian energy. But okay, they got you thinking that the new year is in the dead of winter, and it's in January, so you're now paying homage to their Roman god, Janus. They have us doing, well, most of us have names like Jeffrey, George, Bob. These are all European names. The only nation of people who have an identity crisis in this world is black people. We got their names, celebrate their days, everything about, we don't know who we are. We see black people at St. Patty's Day parades and all this other foolishness carrying on. We take part in everyone else's nation, and culture, and we don't know. Don't give me Juneteenth, and don't give me Africa. Don't give me that, because we can debate that. And I will prove to you that the whole transatlantic slave trade is a lie. Our people were already here. They are the foreigners. They sailed here from Europe with Jesus, with rats, with gnats, with sickness. They sailed over here without. We didn't know any of it. We were a complex, sophisticated people. We were warriors. We were mathematicians. We were master builders. So on and so forth. Master healers. And they decalcified us from the very start and inception of their time being here. And now our people are all out of whack with our true nature. We have no idea. We're not in tune with our ancestors. We're not in tune with natural law. You have it where men are trying to be women, which is unnatural. You have women trying to be men, which is unnatural. It's not in a man's nature to be with another man. So we live in a time where there's so much going on that is unnatural. And these are the reasons why we are the slave in our own land. This is why the European man is telling us everything to do in our own house. He up in our house making us go make him something to eat in our house. Telling us how he wanted served to him. And then when he's done, he telling us to get out of our house. And we getting out foolishly. So I want people to waken up and to tap into the true power that you have. Tap into your higher self. There's a great deal of knowledge out there for you that will help us if we can do this, it will not be done with one person. It will not be done with two. It can start with 10. It can start with 5. But we have to do this collectively as a nation. We have to get our heads out of our asses. Stop giving a fuck about these major corporations, these major banks. We need to do nothing but support privately owned black and Latino businesses. Polynesian. Everything, we need to move so far away from the support and the infrastructure of European colonialism. And until we do that, we will continue to lose. This fight won't be won by war, by strength. We had the chance to do that a long time ago, and we let them outsmart us. They didn't do it by taking us over. We were too powerful. We're too quick. We're too vast. We're too strong. We outnumber them a great deal. The problem is we stopped thinking and using our computers. And we contracted with the enemy, which was totally against the instructions of the Creator. We were not to contract or mix with these heathenistic people at all. And am I preaching that every single European person is a heathen or evil? I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that the vast majority of this world that is ran from the media outlets to the banks, to the grocery stores, the Department of Agriculture, the Department of this, the Department of that, it's all owned by a Zionist family, a European Zionist family. And they are behind the scenes controlling everything. All of these people on TV, they're all puppets. They're all told what they can and can't say. And if you go against the agenda, well, we all know what typically happens to those that go against the grain. This is why I love the fact that I haven't taken any oath from these people. I haven't agreed to any contract with these people where they can violate me for violating an oath. I actually stand for something. It may take me a lot longer to get to a certain level than it take others, but at the end of the day, I always have my pride in the fact that I never sold my soul. I'll be able to look myself in the mirror, my true self, every day. Some of you can't do that. Some of you wake up every day and look in the mirror, and you are utterly ashamed at what you see with those eyes. Can you imagine? What does that say about you? If you can look in the mirror and actually deep down inside, it's easy to put up a front in the public eye. Somebody told me a mirror is one of the worst things created. I kind of disagree. Some people need to see themselves. Because a lot of times you can't believe it when other people are trying to show it to you. So you need to see yourself. I could tell you all day you got mustard on the back of your shirt. Tell you all day. You can't see it. You either got to take the shirt off or go stand in the mirror. And a lot of you need to see yourselves. A lot of you need to and recognize the error of your ways. There's no... What happened to contrition? What happened to self-examination? What happened to people really, really sitting down? I got this thing where I like to do every day I wake up. Every night before I go to sleep, before I close my eyes, I like to reflect on that day and see was I as good as a man or a human as I could have been? What could I have done better? Who did I snap on that I shouldn't have snapped on? Who did I wrong? And I try my hardest to reflect on all of my actions. So we're running short on time now. So I just wanted to get in here and, you know, kick some shit with y'all, with the Dakota tribe real quick. My family, y'all gonna be my family now, because I'm be here to help each other. It's the tribe. I want y'all all to go on your computers, your phones, and go to thebookpatch.com. Go into the search engine, type in "you against you," and search. It is a book written by me. It is $30. It's a book on cognition and some other good game in there for you. It's a great read, especially if you're an avid reader. You'll love it. So I encourage you all to go ahead and purchase my book. The support is encouraged and well appreciated. We're working hard and tirelessly to bring a lot of this information to light so we can help our tribe get back on top to where we're supposed to be and take back our actual land. And that's from the north, central, south, and adjoining islands. That's all ours. That's our kingdom. So I encourage you all. I'm going to be back on Fridays, every Friday at 6 p.m. We're a little late today. Last week we did a show on Tuesday instead of Friday, but we're back on a regular schedule every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in at 515-605-9749. Hit 1 on your keypad to be placed in the call queue so you can ask a question or leave a comment. You could also go, I got some nice videos and some music out. You guys can go on YouTube, check the channel, Tokyo Runway. You can check the Wavy Blue channel. You can also look out for more episodes of my podcast, Trending Topics. We'll be shooting those again. Also, you can go to frostcitynitto.wixsite.com/Tokyo Runway/1. Check out some of the music and some of the videos and pictures we have up for the public. We appreciate the support dearly. All of you who've been rocking with me every Friday and who rock with me on a Tuesday, everyone who rocks with everybody from the Ascended Minds family, shout out to Excel, shout out to Eulogy, shout out to Thugonomics, shout out to my bro, the White Bay, shout out to the whole family. And I'll see y'all next Friday. We off this, neighbors.